gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Welcome to Wednesday, a wet Wednesday, but a Wednesday nonetheless. Can you believe it's already August 2nd? All right, it is also time for the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show as we come to you live on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, AM 660, TheAnswer.com, and your smart device because you have downloaded the free Answer Orlando app. Okay, and because we are here live, we give you the opportunity to give us a call. Coming to you tonight, once again, from the Relax in Comfort Studios, I am Christopher, the philosopher, political mad scientist, Hart. On the bridge is the marathon man himself, Nick LoCicero. And that phone number for you to call in the show is 407-774-8255. And just a quick reminder, Mike is out tonight taking care of union boss business, but he'll be back tomorrow night for our contest. And I hope you're getting those book titles ready, the alternate book title or the subtitle for Hillary Clinton's new book, and a book title that Bernie Sanders could use when he gets ready to write one, which no doubt is right around the corner. Just you watch. Okay, we got a loaded for bear again tonight. It just keeps on coming. Today we got news coming out of the White House. So the president did sign the Sanctions Act. Then he got behind an immigration bill, which caused a ruckus, you might say. We're going to talk about the new bipartisan approach to health care and why that is the worst of all possible worlds. And we'll even hit the scandal sheet somewhere along the way and update you on the investigations and investigators being investigated and all that sort of thing. And the, perhaps the connection between Seth Rich and Imran Awan. And I've been thinking maybe it wasn't exactly what we thought all along. Nonetheless, maybe even something worse, if that can be possible, when it comes to Seth Rich and Imran Awan. Don't forget, they were both IT guys for the DNC. Yeah, how about that? All right, that should set you to thinking. And, oh, yeah, Grant Malloy, our good friend Grant Malloy, Seminole County Clerk of Court, is going to drop by later on in the second hour of the show. And never know who might bop in along the way. So, of course, you can bop in via the phones. Okay. The president today did sign the sanctions bill, Sanctions Act, it's being called, which toughens sanctions against North Korea, Iran, anyway, and Russia. And this, of course, is what Vladimir Putin responded to over the weekend, where he told 755 of our quote-unquote diplomats to get out of Russia. And what he did was he reduced the number of diplomats in Russia that they have here in the United States, which is around 400 or so. And most of them are spies, and everybody knows they are, which means they're not very effective spies. because if everybody knows you're a spy, they're going to use you to try to get misinformation to somebody else. I mean, so it's that Marathon Man. If you've never seen the movie Marathon Man, you should watch it. It really explains the spy versus spy world. Anyway, the president signed the Sanctions Act. The damage had already been done. Russia already knew it was coming and had already responded to it. We'll see where things go from here. It's quite obvious that the media and the liberals do not want the United States and Russia to have good relations. Some have wondered. Some have wondered why the liberals, who for so long seem to be infatuated with the Soviet Union and Russia and, of course, socialism and communism, and all of a sudden now they're not. Well, two reasons. For one, I think that they do believe to some extent that the Russians were trying to hurt Hillary Clinton. As stupid as wrong as that is, I'm not going to say stupid, as wrong as that is, I do believe a lot of them believe it, even though there's no evidence of it. And now we see more and more by the day that the evidence to the contrary. In other words, the Russians, if anything, were trying to hurt Donald Trump's chances of being elected president. That aside, the other thing is, of course, Donald Trump is president. And that's all it takes. I mean, they don't want Donald Trump to be successful at anything, and it doesn't matter the cost. Period. They want him to be depicted as the chaotic buffoon. And that's why every day their stories are catered to that caricature of the president. He's ignorant, it's chaotic, and he's an amateur or whatever. I mean, it's the same story, just different iterations every day. And so they can't have him being seen as successful at anything. Anything. Now, take, for instance, the stock market. The president today, as he's been doing, is trying to get people to take notice of the stock market. It closed over 22,000, record high, first time ever, today. And just right out of the chute, it was over 22,000 this morning, and McBath predicted it. Where we go from here, who knows? I mean, at some point, there'll be some form of correction. It's just natural. But the trend is upward, and it is because of business and the business climate. Now, this morning, lo and behold, they, on CNN and MSNBC and NBC and other networks, finally had to admit that the stock market is at record highs. But their take on it was, of course, Donald Trump had little, if anything at all, to do with it. As one fella put it, he said the president has had a limited effect on the markets. I would just like to refer anybody that believes that to go back to election night happening. As the news got better and better for Donald Trump up until 9:30, the market was tanking. If you go back to our, if you go to our archive at AmericanAdversaries.com and go back to listen to election night coverage, Nick's got it in there in two parts. Listen to the first part, because in that part you'll hear the early hours of the evening, obviously. And at that time, we are watching the stock market and using it as a barometer. The more the stock market went down, the more we said the news was good for Trump. The reasoning being, everyone thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. And it was so unexpected, and the market does not like uncertainty. And so the more it looked like Trump was going to win, the worse the market tanked. It got down to, you watch, we were calling it. I believe 800 was, it was down, the futures were down 800 points. When finally, suddenly, there was a recognition of he is, by golly, going to win. And maybe that isn't going to be so bad after all. And from that point on, 9:31 is pretty much when the two lines crossed and you see an X. That's when the thinking that Hillary Clinton was going to win suddenly went from being high to tanking low. And the stock market from tanking low to taking off. And it has not turned back pretty much since. The Dow Jones up 20%. The S&P up about 18%. And, oh, by the way, the NASDAQ up over 22%. Thank you very much. That's since election night. Since election night. That has never happened before in the history of the stock market and the presidency. And they want to say he had nothing to do with it. Now, the same buffoon who, as soon as he said the president had a limited effect on the market, went on to say, but talking to my friends on Wall Street and in banking, there is a different attitude out there since the president was elected. And the attitude is, what, we're free to make some money now. In other words, as he put it, there is a lot less fear of Barack Obama regulatory action out there. Thank you very much, Mr. President Donald J. Trump. Nobody else had anything to do with that but Donald J. Trump. When you look at your 401k, you can thank Donald J. Trump. Because I guarantee you, as I sit here, if Hillary Rodham Clinton had been elected, your 401k would not look as big as it does today. And if you think I'm wrong, you just think about it for a minute. Now they're saying, oh yeah, the economy was ready to go. Yeah, it's been ready to go for 8 years. Barack Obama had his big old, what is it, his boot on its throat. And holding the economy down. And finally, they, well, golly, we got a businessman in the White House. That's going to be good for business. And look at what's happening. This is not rocket science. This is macroeconomics. Unfortunately, most of the buffoons who go around talking about this stuff don't probably have never taken a course in macroeconomics. This is the president's business environment. Look at it this week, American Dream Week at the White House, where he is focusing on small business, which everyone recognizes is the backbone of our economy. This guy is good for business, and business recognizes it. They are going to make money. And let me tell you something else. They probably feel like we better get as much as we can while we can. So that means the economy is going to boom even that much more. So you better get what you can while you can. Don't act like these doofuses in Congress who won't take something because it ain't enough. Get what you can while the getting's good. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, the getting is good, and you can thank Donald J. Trump for it. As I said, I guarantee you, I'd bet the farm on it. This economy would be nowhere it is right now. The stock market would be nowhere near where it is right now, even given the same other economic data. All other things being equal, if Hillary Clinton had been elected president, do you think for one moment that the people out there would feel, quote unquote, free to make more money? I hardly think so. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the president, along with Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas and Perdue of Georgia, rolled out something called RAISE, which is meant to be, once again, good for American business, and in particular, as the name may indicate, good for employees. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, where we're just getting warmed up.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Looking for ways to help your local community and help yourself at the same time? Got real estate you'd like to get out from under? Got beat up or vacant rental properties? How about inherited properties that need a lot of investment just to be sold? Got property with liens or judgments? The Florida Housing Group is an IRS-approved 501c3 nonprofit organization that has the legal resources to accept such properties, repair and resell them, and use the funds to help local charities. And you can receive a tax-deductible receipt to apply on your taxes for 2017 and beyond. Donating unwanted real estate can be good for you and good for others as well. Call the Florida Housing Group today. You'll be doing a good deed for your community and for yourself. Call 941-203-1111 for full information. That's 941-203-1111.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Some really hefty delays remain on I-4 eastbound, heavy Champions Gate to 535 from emergency road work before 535. Then it's okay until South Orange Blossom Trail, then up to 434, that's 45 minutes, and 417 of the bridge is heavy too. You're slow westbound from 434 to Maitland, and then heavy Princeton to Michigan, John Young Parkway to Kirkman, Universal to 535 and past 192. 408 eastbound, heavy from South Trail to I-4. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5. AM 660, The Answer.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in midair. Send in the clown.
They should play this music every day as the media enters the press briefing room at the White House. And for that matter, as the senators enter the Senate chambers. We can use this music for both of these topics that we're going to get to here. First of all, let's talk about the media clowns. The show was on again today. All right, let me set this up first. This afternoon, the president, along with Senators Cotton of Arkansas, Republicans, Cotton of Arkansas and Perdue of Georgia, rolled out something that they are calling the RAISE Act. RAISE stands for Reforming American Immigration for a Strong Economy. And it's being characterized as a merit-based immigration act. Okay, most of the attention so far
in President Trump's presidency in regards to immigration has been about illegal immigration. What he's doing about illegal immigration, in some cases, well, he may not be doing about it. But in any case, the debate, the attention has been over illegal immigration and the wall, okay? Raise has nothing to do with that. Raise has to do with legal immigration and having a sane legal immigration system. And this would be, as I said, it's being characterized as, let's just say, a favorable characterization is merit-based. An unfavorable characterization of it is racist. And that's what was coming out in the presser today. Okay, so what RAISE is supposed to do is, first of all, it limits legal immigration. Last year alone, we had about 1 million people come here, and according to Michael Medved, a survey has shown that over 130 million people, if they could, today, would come to the United States. Obviously, we can't take an influx of one-third, actually close to, four-fifths of our population overnight or within 1 year. But nonetheless, the immigration system that we have now is pretty convoluted, even if you don't include in the equation the illegal immigrations. I said this has nothing to do with that. So what it would do is it would limit immigration. It would eliminate the immigration lottery. Right now, in a number of countries around the world, they can enter in the country via a lottery because they don't normally have people who would qualify for, let's say, a merit-based immigration system. And in this merit-based immigration system, the things that would be highly favored, that would, these people would get preferential treatment, if you want to put it that way. Of all the applicants, these would be the ones, it's like taking resumes. Okay, we would now be taking when people want to come to this country. And the thing that would RAISE would be looking for would be English speaking skills. If one can support oneself and one's family, if the whole family is coming. And do they have skills, working skills, business skills, some sort of skills that they bring to the United States? They would be seen as more favorable and would be more likely to get the green cards than someone who can't speak English, cannot support oneself, and has no skills. Now, does that make sense or not? Yes. But the whole idea amongst liberals, of course, is this is exactly what you do not want. That's why they call this racist. Because to them, somebody in Botswana or the Congo or something is going to have a lot harder time meeting these standards, which I think is a bold-faced lie myself, but they would argue this, than someone, say, in France or England. That may have been the case 30, 40 years ago, but it's not the case today, except in Muslim-controlled countries. And that's a whole other issue, but once again, this would be a merit-based system. These folks would not be getting welfare. Now, if people come here legally as it is now, they don't get welfare. That's not part of the deal now. So it doesn't really change anything there. It would limit refugees to 50,000, which is what Trump pledged during his campaign. And as you might expect, the media and the liberals are having a hissy fit. To them, as I said, this is nothing more than racist. What they want is affirmative action immigration where we take just any old body, whether they intend to come here and benefit us or do us harm. So another great idea, but we'll see what happens from here. It is a proposal. We'll be right back. I propose we have a lot more to go, and I hope you'll stick with us.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Russia's prime minister says the sanctions bill signed by President Trump today ends hopes for improved U.S.-Russia ties. To me spoke that Trump's administration has demonstrated total impotence by surrendering its executive authority to Congress in the most humiliating way. Medvedev thinks the American establishment has won an overwhelming victory over Trump and he describes the sanctions as yet another way to put Trump in his place. The Pentagon says that two U.S. service members were killed in an attack on a NATO convoy near Kandahar in southern Afghanistan. Navy Captain Jeff Davis, a Pentagon spokesman, confirmed the deaths. There was no information on the number of troops wounded. On Wall Street, a record day as the Dow climbed above 22,000 for the first time, up 52 points. The NASDAQ unchanged, the S&P up 1. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Mick Dolan. Here's your 60-second answer news update. Volusia Beach safety officials found what they thought was fiberglass on the beach yesterday, but it turned out to be sea butterflies. These tiny, clear, needle-like mollusks have been washing up on the beaches because of Tropical Storm Emily. The creatures are harmless, but they'll hurt you if you step on one. Investigators have publicly identified the person of interest sought in connection to an explosion in a bathroom of a McDonald's on North Orange Blossom Trail near Clare Kona Koi Road on Sunday. 35-year-old Jason David was booked into the Orange County Jail on unrelated warrants. NASA looking to hire a planetary protection officer who will ensure that space missions don't accidentally contaminate alien worlds and that an alien world doesn't contaminate us. Candidates must have advanced knowledge of planetary protection and experience overseeing space programs. NASA's current planetary protection officer, Catherine Conley, is relocating to another department. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 at AM 660. The answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401. And for a limited time, receive up to 70% off during Relax and Comfort's Comfort Air clearance sale going on now. But hurry, when they're gone for good. Relaxandcomfort.com, 407-544-3401.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Still a heavy ride in a lot of places on I-4. Eastbound, brake lights, Champions Gate to 535 from emergency road work. After that, South Orange Blossom Trail to 434, still heavy, and 417 to the bridge also. Westbound, another crash before Maitland Boulevard has delays back to Lake Mary. Then heavy, Princeton to the 408, John Young Parkway to Kirkman, Universal to 535 and past 192. 408 eastbound, heavy John Young Parkway to I-4, and a crash Colonial at Mills. I'm Mick Dolan. And FM 105.5.
This whole notion of, well, they could learn, you know, they have to learn English before they get to the United States. Are we just going to bring in people from Great Britain and Australia?
Jim, it's actually, I have to honestly say, I am shocked at your statement that you think that only people from Great Britain and Australia would know English. It's actually, it reveals your cosmopolitan bias to a shocking degree. This is an amazing moment. That you think only people from Great Britain or Australia would speak English is so insulting to millions of hardworking immigrants who do speak English from all over the world. Jim, have you honestly never met an immigrant from another country who speaks English outside of Great Britain and Australia? Is that your personal experience?
Of course there are people who come.
But that's not what you said. And it shows your cosmopolitan bias. And I just want to say,
sounds like you're trying to engineer the racial and ethnic flow of people into this country.
Jim, that is one of the most outrageous, insulting, ignorant, and foolish things you've ever said. And for you, that's still a really... The notion that you think that this is a racist bill is so wrong and so insulting. Jim, the reality is that the foreign-born population into our country has quadrupled since 1970. That's a fact. It's been mostly driven by green card policy. Now, this bill allows for immediate nuclear family members to come into the country, much as they would today, and then it adds an additional points-based system. The people who've been hurt the most by the policy you're advocating are immigrant workers and minority workers and African-American workers and Hispanic workers.
Cosmopolitan bias. I love it. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That was just a little of the fire, just a little of the fireworks from this press briefing today. That was representing the White House and this RAISE Act. Once again, the Reforming American Immigration for a Strong Economy Act, a merit-based legal immigration system. That was Steve Miller and Jim Acosta. Having a little go around there, and some people think that this is not the way to go about rolling out a bill like this, and they shouldn't have put Steve Miller out there. Steve Miller, let me just give you a little background on him. Steve Miller, he's been with the president now for a while. He's mostly a speechwriter for the president, so a lot of these great speeches you've been enjoying, he's had a hand in it. He is the fella who also wrote the first travel ban restrictions, whatever you want to call it, on those seven countries, and then they came out with the second one. And then he was in the media that first weekend, and he went on all the Sunday morning shows. This is his style, okay? This guy, when he was in college, this is what he did. He made a reputation for himself being a staunch conservative, in-your-face conservative, okay? As you can see now why Trump maybe likes him. And during the Duke lacrosse travesty of justice, I don't know if you remember that, but the whole lacrosse, four members of the Duke lacrosse team were accused of sexual assault and rape. The whole team was implicated in a sordid affair where they had hired a couple of strippers to come to a party they were having, and when the strippers didn't give them what they wanted, they supposedly assaulted them and raped them. It turns out, indeed, there was a lot of DNA evidence that was found on the one woman in particular. I think there was up to seven different samples of DNA from seven different men that were found either in her, on her, or on her clothes. The only problem was not a one matched any of the Duke lacrosse players. In fact, one of the guys that she accused of raping her in the bathroom was caught on video at a store somewhere across town at that very moment. How he was able to pull that off, you explain that to me. Stephen Miller saw through it from the very beginning, and he took the player's side. Now, you might say, well, what did he know about it? Well, what he knew about it was innocent until proven guilty. And he did a little looking into it and said, this is fishy as can be. And if you look at the story from the very beginning, the victim's accounts were contradictory and fishy, and she was drunk, so you had to rely on the forensic evidence. And it turns out when the prosecutor found out that none of the forensic evidence matched his suspects, he didn't reveal that neither to the defense nor to the court. And when the defense team wised up to it and had a hearing, they called the coroner in, the one who had overseen the DNA testing, and asked him, well, what happened when the prosecutor told you, you told the prosecutor about the evidence? He said, well, he told me not to say anything about it.
That's the travesty. Stephen Miller saw through all that. This is a guy who does not put up with liberals being liberals and in your face. And he gave it back to Acosta today. And I'm glad for one that he did. Now there's some out there that it's not good with their sensibilities. Oh, you're rolling out a great plan. Why would you put him out there? Because of the very reason of Jim Acosta. Do you think that Jim Acosta was going to treat anybody politely given this plan? It's merit-based. They do not want merit-based. They want affirmative action. And by the way, what Stephen Miller was saying is exactly the point that I was making. They live by, what was it called, the shackles or the restraints of low expectations. I'm forgetting the first part of that. But Jeb Bush used to say this about his education bill and George W. Bush. In other words, when you have low expectations for people, well, they're going to live up to their low expectations. But when you have high expectations for them, guess what? They tend to live up to those too. So of the two, which would you rather have? And the point Miller was making is that for somebody to say, oh, doing away with a lottery so somebody in Sudan or Somalia can get in this country assumes that somebody in Sudan or Somalia is too stupid to learn English and pick up some working marketable skills. That's an insult to them. But, you know, that's what liberals do. Unfortunately, most of the people who support them don't seem to recognize that not only are their support taken for granted, but they think that the people that support them are idiots. They're counting on them being idiots. Matter of fact, they work very hard to make sure that they are idiots. If you don't believe me, just ask Jonathan Gruber. All right, so then you got the other clowns. By the way, I am Christopher Hart, 407-774-8255 is the number. I am coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And I hope you heard that commercial because that great sale, it's winding up over there with these Comfort Air mattresses up to 70% off. I mean, this is state-of-the-art stuff, ladies and gentlemen. The other clowns are over in the Senate. Headlines today, bipartisan approach now to the health care thing. I got the local paper right here. Top story. Bipartisan push to fix ACA begins. Subtitle, Senate tentatively seeks common ground in effort to stabilize insurance marketplaces. The two main culprits in this little play, this little act of the play, I should say, are Lamar Alexander, a pretty staunch conservative from Tennessee, and Patty Murray of Washington. Talk about the odd couple. They are the odd couple in essence because they have been thrust together on the Senate Health Committee. He is the ranking member chairman, and she is the ranking Democrat on the committee. So she's like the co-chair. And so they have decided to, as the paper puts it, fix ACA. That's the Affordable Care Act. That's Obamacare, ladies and gentlemen. So what they are going to do is thwart the president's efforts to let it implode. Okay? They are working to preserve the ACA. Now, isn't this rich? You know, just what, a week or so ago, we were talking about some form of repeal, replace. Yeah, we knew it wasn't going to be everything, but we were hoping it would be something like getting rid of the mandates, maybe getting rid of some of the taxes, slowing down the growth of Medicaid. Wasn't going to be perfect, but the House bill, by golly, is pretty doggone decent. It's better than nothing, isn't it? And who was it that kept saying till he's blue in the face? Oh yeah, that Hart guy, that mad scientist dude. That if you don't get what you can in politics while the getting's good, you end up getting nothing. Well, this is worse than nothing. Only if it were that it were that we end up getting nothing, and the president's right, and it implodes on its own. But see, the Democrats are clever. I dare say they are a lot more clever, especially when it comes to politics, than Republicans have ever dreamed of being in their most euphoric state. And what I mean by that is when they passed this, they obviously knew that it had a lot of flaws in it. That especially when the Marco Rubio's bill, which, by the way, the government figured out a way around it to bail out the insurance companies, that without that bailout money, it would certainly enter into the death spiral. But it was destined to do that anyway. It was just going to put it off, prolong it past the election. And we see that happening. And what they were counting on was, first, that Hillary Clinton, or whoever the Democratic nominee was going to win. And at worst, they would still have a Democrat in the White House and Republicans in Congress and status quo. And the pressure to do something would be on the Republicans. And, of course, with the Democrat as the president, they wouldn't be able to do anything that the president wouldn't veto. And, of course, they would not have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. So they were counting on that. And then they were also counting on the fact that maybe they would retake the House. You see, they do contingency planning. They don't just plan on one set of circumstances. They plan on all sets of circumstances so that whatever set arises, they are ready for it. We certainly don't see that with the Republicans. Oddly enough, the Republicans, if you poll them, more Republicans were Boy Scouts than Democrats, and yet it's the Democrats who always seem to be the ones who are prepared. And that's the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. Two simple, beautiful little words, be prepared. Does it look like the Republicans are ever prepared for any damn thing? Well, the Democrats are, and they were prepared for the contingency that we have now. I guarantee you, they were prepared for the contingency that, lo and behold, a Republican would win the White House, Jeb Bush or somebody. Certainly not Donald Trump, but a Republican. And that they would retain the House and the Senate. And then comes the fun part, which we see right now. They were counting on being better at the legislative process in order to prevent the Republicans from getting anything done, so that at some point along the way, the Republicans have to go groveling and crawling, as we are witnessing now, to the Democrats and say, "Oh, you Democrats, look at us. Why, we got the mantles, we got the reins of power, and we don't know what to do with them. Could you please come over and help us work something out?" And this is where the genius of the Democrat plans comes in. Then they sit back and they say, "We'd love to help you fix our bill. Fix the Affordable Care Act. We have gone from some form of repeal and replace now to fixing the Affordable Care Act. And if you fix the damn thing, what is going to be the pressure in the future to change it at all? This is worse than nothing. This means that the Senate is now going to prop up Obamacare and save it? That's what we have come to? This, my friends, is crazy." I'm laughing because of the Relax and Comfort commercial. But this too, my friends, is crazy. This is insane. You need to get on the phone tomorrow, if you care, and call this Senate hotline number. I'm sorry, not hotline number. Don't expect to get a happy ending. But nonetheless, the Senate operator. And request, forget about the Murray. Go right to Lamar Alexander and say, "Have you lost your freaking mind?" You can leave out the, you know. But have you lost your mind? We do not want Obamacare fixed. We do not want Obamacare saved. We want it gone. And if you fix it, that means it's going to be that much harder to make it gone because it will be fixed. My Lord, 202-224-3121. You can speak. This will take you to the operator. What they'll do is they'll ask you what state you're from. Say you're from Tennessee. That'll get you through to, then the operator will ask, well, which senators from Tennessee do you want to talk to? Lamar Alexander, former candidate for president. Lamar Alexander, senior senator from Tennessee, is who you want to talk to. And you want to tell him, do not fix Obamacare. Do not fix it. We want it repealed and replaced. That's how we want it fixed. We want our health care system fixed, but not the Affordable Care Act. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. When you get through finally to his office, they may ask you, what zip code are you from in Tennessee? Just tell him, I'm from Florida, but I am so upset by what Senator Alexander is doing that I just had to call and express my view. And if there is anything that I can do to affect an outcome of an election that he is in, if he doesn't go the right way on this, I will do it. If we sit silently by, we're going to get what we deserve. But if you stand up and speak, at least you will know you have done something. So 202-224-3121, this is insanity. Do not want Obamacare fixed. We want it gone. And oh, by the way, this will mean if this route is taken up, why, they're going to have hearings and they're going to call witnesses and it's going to be a grand old day for the Democrats and the media to talk about the wonders of Obamacare and how great it is. And if you just tinker with this little thing here and if you just twist that little thing there, oh, it's just going to sit up and roar and that thing will be around. It'll be like an engine running like you wouldn't believe. That's what we're going to hear if this buffoonery goes forward. 202-224-3121. You're from Tennessee and you want to talk to Lamar Alexander and tell him to get his mind right or get out of the Senate. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll update you on the scandal sheet. All right, so 407-774-8255. And don't forget to get those contest entries ready for tomorrow night, Thursday's contest. And that is, McBath has come up with this week, come up with a new title or a subtitle for Hillary Clinton's new book, What Happened? Or, a title for a book Bernie Sanders is sure to write in the near future. Okay, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out, chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
The weather is heating up, and so is the Central Florida real estate market. Hi, I'm Pierce Outlaw, Vice President of Patriot Home Funding. The greatest asset a buyer has in a hot competitive market is the ability to close on time, at a great rate, and with no hassle. The home loan professionals at Patriot Home Funding are dedicated to making sure you get the best financing possible to make you the most attractive buyer possible. And if you are a seller, you need the peace of mind of knowing that your buyers are pre-approved by the most knowledgeable and experienced lender to ensure your sale closes. All it takes is one free 15-minute phone call to get your pre-approval today. Our 112 combined years of superior service and expertise will stand behind you as a buyer or seller to ensure your transaction closes on time, efficiently, with the best rate and lowest cost possible. Pick up that phone now and call Patriot Home Funding at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Or visit us on the web at mypHF.com. That's mypHF.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS number 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
It's no fun on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, heavy from Champions Gate to 535. Emergency road work there. After that, South Orange Blossom Trail up to 434 is slow and go. It's a little better now, though, and 417 to the bridge is still heavy. Westbound, heavy 434 to Maitland as they clear a crash there. And then Princeton to the 408, John Young Parkway to Kirkland, Universal to 535 and past 192, all heavy. 417 southbound, we got an accident at the Beachline exit ramp. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, just got a short, quick segment here. I wanted to do the scandal sheet. We'll pick it up on the other side as well, but I think I'm going to start playing that when we talk about Herr Mueller, the special counsel, and it's becoming more and more clear that he should resign as special counsel as James Comey is being a part of the investigation. By the way, he has now hired his 14th liberal hack to be as part of his investigatory team. Ben Rhodes, along with Susan Rice, are now officially persons of interest, at least to the House Intelligence Committee, as they investigate the outing of names. Evidently, there is a paper trail that shows that these individuals were wanting to know things about Trump officials by the dozens, if not hundreds. Even personal emails and phone calls they wanted to know information of. There is a lawsuit. Well, I tell you what, I'm out of time in this segment, so we'll have to pick up the scandal sheet on the other side. Also, Grant Malloy is going to join us on the other side, and a special surprise guest who has come bearing gifts, believe it or not, is going to join us on the other side. So make sure you stick around for more of the American Adversaries as we come to you from the Relax in Comfort Studios. And please don't forget to like us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Like us if you do. Tell us why if you don't. And then you can follow us on our archive, which is on our website at American Adversaries, and follow me on Twitter at Chris Hart Radio. All right, so we'll be back on the other side. And don't forget, you got Larry Elder coming up, and Nicholas Cicero's show is tonight, too. We'll have him give us a preview as well at the top of the next hour. Please stay with us for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time coming up prime time show.
And AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Revelations on Wednesday that turnout figures were manipulated in a crucial vote for an all-powerful constituent assembly in Venezuela cast an even longer shadow over the controversial body hours before it was to convene. The official count of voters in Sunday's election was off by at least a million, according to the head of the voting technology firm Smartmatic, a finding certain to sow further discord over a body that has been granted vast authority to rewrite Venezuela's constitution and override every branch of government. Results recorded by Smartmatic Systems and those reported by Venezuela's National Electoral Council show without any doubt that the official turnout figure of more than 8 million voters was tampered with, that according to company CEO Antonio Mugica. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 52 points. This is SRN News.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
There's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
The weather is heating up, and so is the Central Florida real estate market. Hi, I'm Pierce Outlaw, Vice President of Patriot Home Funding. The greatest asset a buyer has in a hot competitive market is the ability to close on time, at a great rate, and with no hassle. The home loan professionals at Patriot Home Funding are dedicated to making sure you get the best financing possible to make you the most attractive buyer possible. And if you are a seller, you need the peace of mind of knowing that your buyers are pre-approved by the most knowledgeable and experienced lender to ensure your sale closes. All it takes is one free 15-minute phone call to get your pre-approval today. Our 112 combined years of superior service and expertise will stand behind you as a buyer or seller to ensure your transaction closes on time, efficiently, with the best rate and lowest cost possible. Pick up that phone now and call Patriot Home Funding at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Or visit us on the web at mypHF.com. That's mypHF.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS number 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
You may know me in wrestling as the star Johnny B. Badd.
American adversaries, and you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my two-day fruit at.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And we got Don DePaulis of Relax and Comfort in the studio tonight. And you came bearing gifts. Can you tell everybody real quick what you brought me here this evening?
Absolutely. We have a wonderful cervical pillow made out of memory foam with cool gel. And if you think about it, Chris, your pillow is really the bed for your head. So it gives you great comfort. It's a very important part of your entire sleep experience.
And you'll now have these available at Relax and Comfort?
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. We have a special offer for all of your listeners.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, that's a nice little tease.
They look comfortable.
I'm sure they are.
I thought you might want to lay down on the table here.
I might just do that.
Try it out.
I could do that. Okay, that's Grant Malloy. I am Christopher Hart. Don DePaulis. Nick is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Okay, so Grant, what is going on over there? And besides your investments paying off handsomely, even more handsomely than expected, I understand you're also cutting back on waste and fraud.
We're doing our best. There was a situation that the local news got where, you know, the county at one point was removing filing cabinets for us, doing a great job, and then something happened. You know, they put the kibosh on it. You know, they had 27 or 24 guys that work over there, wouldn't take the cabinets out anymore. And we need to clear this space out because we're trying to create space downstairs for domestic violence victims to have a little more privacy. So yeah. When you come
let,
in.
Let me give people a little background here. Grant, of course, is the clerk of the court, Seminole County. And when people come in for domestic violence, they sit in essence, a cubicle that everybody can see what's going on in
right.
there.
No
right?
privacy.
None at all. And he's trying to create a situation where they have a room where you can go in and you can sit down with the deputy or the current
clerk,
and they'll fill out the paperwork in private. So you don't have to worry about anybody seeing or hearing you and your information.
You're right. Because right now it's real embarrassing because a lot of these people are coming in very emotionally upset and they're in the hallway.
Right.
Sitting on a chair with a clipboard, filling things out in tears sometimes. I'm like, this is not acceptable.
In front of the public.
Yeah, we need to provide a more respectable place.
Right, and so Grant found a room, and it had a bunch of file cabinets in it and stuff, and he was just trying to get everything out of there.
Right, trying to clear space by getting rid of unused filing cabinets.
And he went through the proper paperwork. The work started, and all of a sudden some power that be decided that shouldn't be happening and stopped it.
Some bureaucrat stopped it, and then I was...
Can't have you saving money.
Yeah, I was told it was on my own. I had to go hire a contractor to do it.
Right.
And so one estimate was like $20,000, another one was $10,000, and I'm like, I'm not gonna do this.
Do we dare tell folks how you actually got it done?
Yeah, well, I put it on Facebook. If people want to follow what I'm doing, it's Grant Malloy, Clerk of the Court and Comptroller on Facebook. You can follow me there. So I teamed up with the sheriff. The guy's, you know, great guy. They provided two of their facilities. People and four inmates came by, and they did a spectacular job.
And how long did it take them?
Well, the funny thing is the one cabinet area that the county canceled the work order on said they couldn't do it. Then they said it was not their responsibility, and I had to do it. And that particular cabinet, this crew took out in 1 hour. 1 hour. That's how complex it was. So we're going to call the sheriff's office when we do have some more in the future we want to remove in a couple of weeks.
That gives a whole new meaning to the phrase good enough for government work.
Yeah.
Right? but you're also doing a lot of things at the office to make it work better and easier for people just doing normal business with the clerk, right?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of IT improvements.
What does that mean?
Well, information technology. You'll see we have a revamped website.
What does that mean for your constituents?
For constituents, first of all, it's easier to get information online. If you're trying to get land records, there used to be a glitch in it where you had to download this like kind of crazy app thing to see it. That's all smoothed out. It's fixed. It's a user-friendly website. It's mobile-friendly. And in about 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be doing credit cards on that mobile app. So if you have a traffic ticket or a fine or something you need to pay, you can do it right on the app as well. You know, things change so quickly now. People aren't even using desktops anymore. I mean, they're using their phones to do business.
Right.
So you're going to be able to search documents, pay bills, all on your on an app, like on your phone, or just log into the website on your phone.
Excellent.
So part of that, too, is in about 2 weeks, we're going to have civil court records available online, and it's called an anonymous public access. So you'll be able to start to see court records. That's something that people have been asking for a long time in Simlo County, and we're moving forward on that. So faster speeds for our employees. We give every employee two screens to work quicker because they're pulling up a document here and a document here.
So you're making the office a lot more efficient,
right,
and a lot more customer-friendly.
Right. A lot more customer-friendly, too. We started taking credit cards, debit cards, Google Pay, Apple Pay at the counters now and at the branches. And that has been a big success. More and more people are going with plastic versus paying with cash or check as the way it used to be.
Once again, we're speaking here with Grant Malloy, Seminole County Clerk of Courts. What was that Facebook page you said?
Well, if you go to Facebook, it's search Grant Malloy, Clerk of the Seminole County Clerk of the Court and Comptroller, and you'll find like my page there. So I'm always trying to give updates as to what we're doing, and it's getting a lot of attention now. So I'm trying to ramp it up with more information. I put be transparent too. I put the portfolio there of the investments. You know, I show pictures of these cabinets. You know, I got a post going up tomorrow. We started doing passports at the Record Center on Lake Mary Boulevard. It's going. We did 262 last month. This is a new service, and it was so busy. We put in a couple private workstations to work with clients there, and we basically that was from recycled workstations. We had in other offices that we put over there, so it really didn't.
Have you opened up a complaint department or a place where you take whistleblower complaints?
Oh, we do, yes. And there's two places you can do that. There's a link on our website right at the top. If you see waste, fraud, or abuse, you can click on that and file an anonymous complaint. And we do have an 800 number. It's 866-889-8808, and that's on our website as well, SeminoleClerk.org. And if you see waste, fraud, or abuse occurring in Seminole County, in the government, report that. Also, there's a new service we're providing now is if you know of waste, fraud, or abuse in a guardianship, you can report that, and we can now investigate that because we've upgraded our internal audit department into an inspector general level. So a lot of elderly abuse occurs in guardianships where somebody, doesn't have full capacities and a relative might be taking trips, on cruises or you see expensive video, audio sound equipment being delivered and grandma's, not eating too well. You can call that into to us as well, and we can start investigating those.
All right. And that phone number again, and we'll put this on our website too, is 866-889-8808 for fraud and abuse, Seminole County. The political climate obviously is politics, mm-hmm. and whether it's county, state, local, whatever, you have a reputation in Seminole County of being a staunch conservative. Is that flying well over there? Are you finding that that's a problem for you?
Well, I'm there to work for the citizens.
Right.
I work for the people directly. I'm voted for them. I don't work as much as they think I do. And I had a discussion with one of the commissioners the other day. I don't work for the county commission. I'm independent of the county commission. That's what creates the checks and balances.
Right.
So that does create some stress there. But, I've tried to make it clear that we're there to help them save money, help them with their, we have the county finance system. That software is on our side. And when I got elected, they had some complaints. Some of them are legitimate. So we went to work correcting problems, brought on increased staff, increased service to the county financial software, doing a great job. And in spite of that, when I go up to my budget hearing tomorrow morning, they don't want to pay for it, the things that they asked for us to do. So it does it does create some stresses there. But bottom line is I work for the citizens. I'm here to protect tax dollars. I'm the custodian of the funds. I keep checks and balances over the county commission with dollars. Plus, we hold the legal record, the public record, everything with property rights, county finance, and legal records all sit around our office. I look at us as kind of like the foundation of local government. If we were to close tomorrow, clerks don't get a lot of recognition, but if our doors close, there really would be like a government shutdown because we help. We work with the sheriff, tax collector, property appraiser, supervisor election. We do payroll for the county. We look at every bill the county pays and make sure it's authorized properly and done properly and the proper invoices are there. So we really do literally about 1,000 different things on a daily basis to serve the people.
Once again, the website is SeminoleClerk.org, and if you want to email Grant there, it's G Malloy, that's one L, G Malloy at SeminoleClerk.org. Dwayne is on the line. Dwayne, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate your being out there.
Hey, guys. Don and Grant, I voted for you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate what you're doing. I haven't been as attenuated to day-to-day county politics as I should have been, I guess, since the election. You know how that goes. It's like, then as you're elected, you kind of drift off as a voter.
Right, right. That,
so, so I really appreciate this opportunity for you to be on the air tonight and to be able to explain what you're doing.
Well,
so this has been a helpful thing for me to recognize what you're doing and make sure that I made the right vote.
Well, thank you very much, Dwayne. I appreciate that. And yeah, sometimes elected officials, or a lot of them, when they run, they kind of, once they get elected, they hope you don't watch what they're doing. So, you know, I'm always out there and available in public, trying to inform people what's going on. That's why if you like my Facebook page, you'll see what's going on behind the scenes. And I sure appreciate those kind words. And definitely keep your eyes focused on all elected officials and make sure they're doing what they promised.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Yeah. And you're actually kind of making me kind of be more attenuated to it, because I'm feeling that since we've been leaving the presidential elections and the things that have been going on, I got a whole bunch of arguments, you know,
sure,
politically. But it seems like as we drift farther and farther away, we don't get
focused
as we should be.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from, Dwayne, and that's one reason why we're here doing what we do is we try to keep people focused, we try to keep you in the game, and we try to keep you fired up, because we are in a big battle here. But anyway, I thank you for your call. We appreciate that, and you did do the right thing when you voted for Grant Malloy. I guarantee you that, and you'll do the right thing again should he run again, and I hope he does. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, once again, Grant's still going to be here. And once again, that website is SeminoleClerk.org. You can email him at gmalloy with one L, gmalloy@SeminoleClerk.org. And when we come back, I want to know what this special announcement for our listeners is. Does that include hosts and listeners?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to find out from Don DePaulis what he's talking about from Relax and Comfort. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, stiff joints, inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, cold extremities? Are you overweight? Do you have skin problems, cellulite? How about stress, anxiety, depression? Or are you healthy and want to enhance your fitness and achieve a more youthful appearance? Then cryotherapy may be for you. Cryotherapy was developed in Japan to bring relief to people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. By surrounding you from the shoulders down with a non-invasive nitrogen mist for 2 to 3 minutes, your body's surface temperature is lowered to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your body's natural processes to rejuvenate you. It can even slow the effects of aging. No drugs, no surgery. Athletes use cryotherapy to enhance their performance and to speed recovery. So take 3 minutes to optimize your health, fitness, and beauty. Call Chill Cryo Sauna now to schedule your appointment. 407-473-0992, chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
Looking for ways to help your local community and help yourself at the same time? Got real estate you'd like to get out from under? Got beat up or vacant rental properties? How about inherited properties that need a lot of investment just to be sold? Got property with liens or judgments? The Florida Housing Group is an IRS-approved 501c3 nonprofit organization that has the legal resources to accept such properties, repair and resell them, and use the funds to help local charities. And you can receive a tax-deductible receipt to apply on your taxes for 2017 and beyond. Donating unwanted real estate can be good for you and good for others as well. Call the Florida Housing Group today. You'll be doing a good deed for your community and for yourself. Call 941-203-1111 for full information. That's 941-203-1111.
Back to the show. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. Do still have Grant Malloy in the studio and Don DePaulis of Relax and Comfort. And you came in here sporting a bunch of gifts, and you say you got a special announcement just for our listeners.
Absolutely. You know, I want to talk about the secret to a great night's sleep.
All right.
You know, in real estate, everybody seems to know the secret to great real estate investing, right? Which is
location,
location, location, location. I don't know who teaches that, but everybody seems to know that.
Right.
Sadly, very few people know that for great sleep, it's position, position, position. And if you sleep in the zero gravity position, which is kind of like, say, floating on your back in salt water, your legs are up a few inches, your head's up a little bit, and you actually adjust the bed during the night versus adjusting your body. So you're not flipping and flopping and tossing and turning. You're not on your side where you have shoulder pain and hip pain and numbing. You take the roar out of snore. It helps your back tremendously. If you have a bad back like I do, you raise your legs up 6-8 inches, all the pressure comes off. It's what we call the zero gravity experience. Now, what we have for your listeners, if they come to any one of our local stores in Sanford, Winter Park, or Windermere, and take a 30-minute zero gravity test rest of experiencing the product and seeing the benefits for themselves, for your listeners, they mention American Adversaries. They will receive one of these $129 value cool gel pillows complimentary just for coming in and taking a look. And yes, that does include the host.
All right.
And actually, I owe you a pillow because you already had your test rest a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you did bring me a pillow, and I can't wait to try it. These are really nice pillows, by the way, folks. And what do they retail for?
The retail is $129. They're made exclusively for our company. Mr. Turp here had a lot to do with the design. It's a cool gel memory foam. Memory foam has some issues where it can retain heat. So the top of the pillow has a cool gel material that actually dissipates the heat so you don't get a hot head. Which could be good for you.
I was going to say, a lot of people say I get a hot head around here on a regular basis.
Too late for Chris.
Thanks
very
much,
Chris. He's there in the spotlight.
Chris, I'm going to give you two pillows.
Thank you very much. All right, a nice pack to go on.
$129 value for half an hour. That's $258 value per hour. That's a good deal.
So,
doing my calculations here.
So, listeners, if you just go by and sample for 30 minutes one of these sleep systems, you'll take home the pillow whether you buy one or not.
Absolutely. Just for coming in trying it, they must mention American Adversaries. And one more thing, Chris, if they do decide they want a zero-gravity sleep system,
nice, huh?
We're this extending American Adversary listeners only 60 months, 5 years of no-interest financing. So literally, they can own a very nice power system for literally a couple dollars a day at 0% interest, which I think that Grant would approve of 0%.
Yes, unless it's my investments.
That's right. But I tell you what, when you get one of these sleep systems, you're investing in your future. Because first of all, you're not going to have to replace it, right? I mean, that's what the commercial is
like
about.
Like those crazy mattress
those
stores.
Those crazy mattress stores.
They are crazy.
You want a sane sleep system, and you get the sane sleep systems at Relax and Comfort. Because if it's the memory foam sleep systems, they're renewable. They're changeable anytime, right? If you want it more firm or softer, or if you just want to renew it, you can do that anytime because you can open it up.
Correct.
And if it's the Comfort Air, it's an air mattress. So you can literally adjust it
by the minute.
100 unique comfort settings for each partner you can change at the touch of a button. 9 out of 10 couples don't agree. One likes softer, one likes firmer.
Right.
You can change it when you need to and only when you want to.
A recent report came out saying that 8,000 people a year estimated die in traffic accidents because they fall asleep at the wheel. And many more are injured for the same reason. And it's because they're not sleeping at night. They may be closing their eyes and going through the motions, but they're not resting properly. You wanted to say something.
Well, if they would just stay in bed sleeping instead of getting up and driving their car, they'd be alive today.
I think you missed the point there, my friend. They get the 8 hours in the bed, but because they're not in the right position, right?
Correct. They're not getting deep, restful, restorative sleep. You will sleep eventually. Your body will shut down and sleep. But a lot of people wake up in the morning and they're more tired than when they went to bed. So it's all about reducing pressure, reducing tossing and turning. Again, position, getting your body in the proper ergonomic position so that you do get deep, deep, restful sleep. And maybe spend a few less hours in bed because you get better quality sleep. You don't have to spend so much time in bed.
Exactly. If you're not sleeping right, you're not living right. You got to eat, you got to exercise, and you got to sleep. And if you don't do those things properly, and the exercise can come in the normal course of your day, but if you're not eating and sleeping properly, you're not able to function properly as a human being. It just doesn't work that way. And like, for instance, you can't use the diesel in a gas engine. It just doesn't work. I mean, and it doesn't work to have one of these mattresses that you can't get in the right position. It just doesn't work that way.
Most people sleep on a monotone mattress. It's one firmness. They can never change it. The mattress is either sewn shut or glued together. And it really is crazy. The mattress industry is built on a flawed concept, and that is that couples have to agree they can never change it. And when the foam comfort layer wears out, and they all wear out, you're forced to buy a brand new mattress every 8 years. Some people don't even make it 8 years. With our design, you unzip the top, like opening the hood on your car, and you replace the comfort layer under your 25-year warranty. And in 8 or 10 years, the mattress feels like brand new again. And by the way, Chris, the zipper on the mattress panel is not patented. So everybody could do it, but they don't.
How about that?
I wonder why.
I wonder why. And by the way, this will be one of the best purchases you ever make in your life. I guarantee you, when you get a good night's sleep, you'll know why. So relax in comfort, Sanford, Windermere, Winter Park. And if you mention the American Adversaries and you take a ride in one of these sleep systems for 30 minutes, you'll go home with a pillow.
And by the way, Chris, we don't throw them out after 30 minutes. They may want to stay longer, but it takes about 30 minutes for the zero gravity experience. That pillow is theirs to take home just for trying it. If they decide to invest, 60 months of 0% financing literally makes it a couple dollars a day. And thousands less than the leading national brands that we won't mention on air.
And you'll save money over the long run because you'll only have to buy it one time. All right, that's Relax in Comfort. And SeminoleClerk.org for Grant Malloy.
That's right.
And you're going to head over there to Relax in Comfort.
I got to swing by. If it's at the Sanford Mall, that's not too far away from the courthouse.
There you go, on lunch break, right?
Yeah.
You got 30 minutes?
I sure do. Well, not always. I usually eat at my desk.
He's working hard for you,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You're trying to trap me.
There you go. That's that's G Malloy, 1L, at SeminoleClerk.org, RelaxInComfort.com, RelaxInComfort.com. And don't forget, when you go in there, mention you heard about it on the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Grant.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, everybody. Night, everybody.
Good night.